Airbnb has reached an agreement with the city of Fayetteville. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report. I'm Paul Gatling. The hospitality company that has gained popularity in Arkansas in the past few years will start contributing to the hotel and restaurant tax in Fayetteville starting February 1st. Airbnb will start collecting from its guests a 2% tax that is required for restaurants, hotels, and motels, and will then remit those collections to the city of Fayetteville. In the past year, Airbnb has entered into similar arrangements to pay local taxes in Bentonville, Eureka Springs, and Hot Springs. According to the company, Fayetteville was the most popular city in the state for Airbnb last year with 12,000 guest arrivals. That's up from 6,500 arrivals in 2016, when Fayetteville was also the most popular Arkansas city. Jennifer Joyner has more details on the agreement in a story on our website at nwabusinessjournal.com. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. What is the gig economy? It's a phrase you have probably heard more frequently, and that's because more and more people are choosing freelance work, or gigs, over traditional employment. In fact, the gig economy is now estimated to be about 36% of the workforce. For those interested in staying competitive in the gig economy, there is a new group forming in Northwest Arkansas you may be interested in. It's called the Gig Community and is intended to support the area's growing freelance workforce. Megan Tucker is a co-founder and president of the group, and I spoke with her earlier this week about the rise of the gig economy and what sort of impact the gig community can have on the region's freelance workforce.
The term comes from back in the days when artists or musicians would call jobs their gigs. They are projects that you get one by one. It's not just one job. The community has come from the increase in technology. And so our technological sources have allowed us greater connectivity. And so this connectivity allows us to work from anywhere and for anyone, thus giving birth to this new gig economy.
All right. And so how prevalent is that becoming in terms of, you know, that's becoming a new economic reality for a lot of professionals? How is the gig economy shaking up the American workforce? Is there a particular type of job category that's a bigger part than others in the gig economy?
The gig economy really impacts everyone. Right now, 34% of the workforce is working as gig economy. It is expected by 2020 that 43% of America's workforce will be gig economy. Online, there are 4 million individuals working as gig economy.
The follow-up to that is, why is that changing so much? Why are the dynamics of that workforce changing, I guess, really in the past decade? Why has it emerged? You mentioned the technology trends. Are there other policy issues related to it that are pushing that forward?
First and foremost, it's about independence and being able to set personal growth goals. A lot of the careers in organizations that are bigger corporations, there's kind of a stagnant career swamp is what I call it. And this allows people to kind of get different diversity and skill sets and grow their professionalism. And then the other side of the coin is that 20 million people report not being able to find jobs anywhere else.
All right. And so all of that,
regular employment is being done away with.
Okay. And so all of that, I guess, is where you and the gig community come in. That's a new group formed in Northwest Arkansas. You're advocating and supporting that growing freelance workforce that you're talking about. Tell me about the initiative and just kind of how you're getting started.
All right. As a member of the gig community, working alone has a great impact on the service and goods you can produce. With social isolation, it limits your creativity and your personal growth, which is what a lot of independent contractors face. So we've created this community to foster the development, support, and advocacy for all gig economy participants. The development helps them grow to the next stage of their career, the support helps them with the issues that they deal with, because it's what people used to call the entrepreneur's journey. All these people are starting their own businesses, and it's a roller coaster of emotions. It's lack of security, just the different aspects of business that you often have to face alone. So we want to support those people and also advocate for the payment of these individuals. There's a freelancers union that's bigger in the United States that estimates over $6 million is taken from freelancers a year. So, and by businesses that they do business for. So we want to make sure that freelancers are being treated equally as employees would, you know, given their free share or fair share of payments, and are treated with respect.
What sort of, you know, I think you guys are just now announcing this, just ramping it up. What sort of impact do you hope your organization has? How can others get involved, and what sort of maybe events or outreach type of events are you planning?
So we still have a few positions on our board, and they could email us at info@thegigcommunity.org or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. And then the impact that we want to have on the community is helping people go through this gig economy change, being able to give them the tools they need to file their taxes, to keep clear books, to be able to provide customer service at the level that bigger organizations or corporations provide that. Also give them the independence of personal and work-life balances, and really just help grow the people who are sometimes forgotten once the layoffs happen, or maybe you get to a certain age and organizations are looking for someone younger, someone who they can pay less. People still need to make money, and a majority of Americans are finding that route through the gig economy.
Tucker says the gig community will support the freelancing community through mentoring, panel discussions, and other programs. The organization is open to anyone who earns a portion of their income from contract or freelance work. You can read more about the group in a story at nwabusinessjournal.com. After the break, many consumers are finding themselves in the red a few weeks after Christmas. We'll discuss some post-holiday numbers after this.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom, providing voice and data solutions that adapt to today's demand with tomorrow's technology. Communication tools that integrate mobility with the desktop and merge wired networks with the wireless technology. More at one-comm.com or 479-715-8800.
With a stronger overall economy, consumers reached for their plastic credit cards more often when holiday shopping in 2017 than in previous years. A new survey shows consumers accumulated an average of $1,054 in credit card debt over the recent holiday season. That's up about 5% from the previous year. And if your practice is to pay off only the minimum amount each month, then pay attention. The cost of financing that debt of $1,054 at 15.9% will add an additional $500 in interest fees over the payout period. And that's all the time we have today for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.